For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. Chinese shares have dropped further on Tuesday following Monday's collapse and the regulator's promise of support for the market. The benchmark Shanghai Composite Index was off more than 1.5% to close at 3,663 points. The smaller Shenzhen Component Index fell over 1%, while the Qnext Index lost around 4% on Tuesday. China's central bank has pledged to maintain prudent monetary policy in the second half of this year despite increasing inflation concerns. The bank says it will keep the policy orientation and flexibility of multiple monetary tools to ensure that liquidity stays at an appropriate level. The statement comes after rising concerns that policymakers may tighten monetary policy as inflation has shown signs of warming. Meanwhile, the central bank will continue to improve lending structures, lower financing costs, and keep the Chinese currency stable. China has strongly condemned a suicide bombing in Somalia in which a security guard at the Chinese embassy was killed and three embassy staff wounded. The Chinese Foreign Ministry called the bombing targeting a luxury hotel in Mogadishu a shocking terrorist attack. The Somali government has pledged to take all necessary measures to treat the wounded and protect the safety of Chinese organizations and people in Somalia. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and the Security Council have also condemned the suicide bombing. There is no indication the Chinese mission was specifically targeted. A Macau policeman suspected of sexually violating 9 teenage girls through deception and blackmail is awaiting trial. The 22-year-old male reportedly pretended to be a female model online in order to exchange nude photos with other girls. He extorted the girls for more pictures and even sex once he had obtained the images. Macau judicial authorities have discovered that the suspect sexually assaulted 9 teenage girls. Police say it's possible there are more victims. The case has already entered the criminal proceeding stage. North Korea's ambassador to China says Pyongyang is not interested in dialogue to give up its nuclear capabilities. Ji Jae-rong made the comments during a news conference held at the North Korean embassy in Beijing on Tuesday. A U.S. envoy said on Monday that the recent nuclear deal with Iran showed the United States can be flexible with a willing counterpart, including North Korea, if it wants talks on its nuclear program. But Ji said North Korea's situation could not be compared with that of Iran's. North Korea has conducted three nuclear tests and called itself a nuclear weapons state. In addition, the country is sanctioned by the U.S., EU, and the UN for procuring equipment related to its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. North Korea's top leader Kim Jong-un has sent a wreath to the cemetery of martyrs of the Chinese People's Volunteer Army on the occasion of the 62nd anniversary of the victory in what is known in North Korea as the Great Fatherland Liberation War. The wreath was placed at the cemetery located in Hocheng County, South Pyongan Province. Kim Jong-un has also paid tribute to late leaders Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il at the Kumasan Palace of the Sun earlier Monday. Local reports say that Kim extends his noble respects to the martyrs of the Korean People's Army and the Chinese People's Volunteers. Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak has announced a cabinet reshuffle on Tuesday. He appoints Ahmad Zahid Hamidi to replace Muhyiddin Yassin as the new deputy prime minister. The cabinet reshuffle comes at a time when Najib is under pressure over allegations of embezzlement. It was reported earlier that around $700 million related to a debt-laden state investment company had been transferred into a personal account. Former Indian President APJ Abdul Kalam passed away on Monday at the age of 83. Kalam died from cardiac arrest in a hospital in the city of Shillong, capital of Melyanga State. He is considered to be the father of India's missile program. Kalam served as the country's 11th president from 2002 to 2007. He also became a national folk hero after helping oversee nuclear tests in 1998 that solidified India's status as a nuclear weapons state. The two-day IOC executive board meeting has started in Kuala Lumpur ahead of the 128th IOC session, which will vote on the hosting cities for the 2022 Winter Olympic Games and the 2020 Winter Youth Games. China's capital Beijing is bidding to host the 2022 Games against Almaty, Kazakhstan. For the 2020 Winter Games, the city of Lausanne in Switzerland is up against Brasov in Romania. The new round of the IOC session is scheduled to announce the host cities on Friday. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer.